5 days after the attack on the World Trade Center and the Pentagon, the nation continues to mourn and get ready to respond today. The U.S. military prepared for duty. President Bush is at Camp David meeting with top advisors as they work to come up with a military response to the terrorist attacks on the Pentagon and the World Trade Center. NPR's White House correspondent Don Gagne is here this morning. Good morning, Don.
Good morning.
Does it appear to you that the tone seems to have shifted in the past few days? Friday, the president was consoling people. He went to the National Prayer Service, talking to the rescue workers in New York, the wreckage, visiting with families. But now at Camp David, they're thinking about how to hit back.
It absolutely has shifted. And we will see it go back and forth from one to the other over the course of the days, of course of hours, depending on how the situation is shaping up. But he is at Camp David meeting with his National Security Council. I've seen it described as the war cabinet. That mm-hmm. is meeting up there. Secretary of State Powell is there, and Defense Secretary Rumsfeld, the head of the CIA, is up there. The top cabinet officials, and they are engaged in a series of discussions, and they're even described as decision-making meetings. They're taking in all of the evidence they've got so far, and based on what they've got, they're making at least preliminary decisions about what their next step will be militarily.
Do you know anything about what that response might be?
They're obviously, for security reasons, not sharing anything, and the president has been clear about that. The press secretary has been clear about that. But in the question that goes to the president in these moments when the press gets a chance to see him briefly, and of his press secretary, they do say nothing is off the table. The press secretary was asked yesterday specifically about ground troops going in places, and he says, I'm not going to talk about that. I can tell you, though, that nothing is off the table. They also say, as they've been saying for days, this won't be a single strike. This won't be a series of strikes. This is a sustained thing that's going to be going on for years. And the president, even in his radio address yesterday, urged patience.
Do you know what the president's schedule is today?
He has no meeting scheduled today with the full National Security Council. That as of late last night, anyway. The press secretary tells us that there will be a series of individual meetings. And again, more of the same. Gathering information and consultation with these key players in his cabinet.
Can we talk a little bit about key players? We saw Vice President Dick Cheney in the photos of the session at Camp David. And earlier in the week, he'd been taken from the White House. And I thought for security reasons, the president and vice president weren't supposed to be together.
It doesn't mean they'll never be together. But he was indeed taken out of the White House to work at Camp David. There will be times when they're together for these sorts of meetings. But do not look for them to be together on a sustained basis, hour in and hour out over the course of any given day.
NPR's White House correspondent Don Gagne, thanks very much
Thank
for
you.
Coming in.